I'm Master at Life and Weight Loss Coach, Jillian Lama, and you're listening to the Body You Crave podcast, where you'll learn how to end emotional eating, lose excess weight, and feel amazing in your body. No cheating required. Keep listening, and I'll show you how. Hey, hey, welcome back. All right, so I am in a couple different memberships, and I was tagged in one of them a couple weeks ago, and it was about somebody who was asking for advice and feedback for a little help because she was emotionally eating and binge eating. I believe it was around binge eating specifically. And so I'm looking at the original post, and then I'm looking also at some of the comments because some of them were really good. They would be things that I would say or that I would suggest. And some also I just don't think are helpful. And I think people have the best of intentions. And I think the person who made this suggestion also had really good intentions. She was really trying to help. But her suggestion to solve the binge eating was just to eat healthy foods. Just eat more healthy foods and you will binge less. And that doesn't work. That's actually not, in my opinion, like that is not a good solution. Because one, you can still be binging and overeating on healthy food. Because it's an emotional thing. It's not about the food. It's about the emotions that you're trying to soothe and to self-soothe. It's the emotions you're trying to avoid. It's the distraction you're trying to create. And so people can have the best of intentions, but it doesn't mean that their advice is always actually helpful. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I point this out because I think, especially as a binge eater, former binge eater, an emotional eater, this idea and this concept and having somebody else tell you something like, just eat healthy, just don't buy these foods, or you just have to decide and then you'll lose the weight. You just have to commit and then you'll lose the weight, or whatever it might be. It's no, like that does not work here. And I think sometimes those types of messages can be shameful. I remember years ago seeing a video from a guy who I think he was some kind of marketing person. He didn't do anything health, weight loss related at all, but he had made this video and had made a comment like, I lost 20 pounds last month and it was because I decided I was going to lose 20 pounds and then I did. And I wanted to be like, F you, bro. Go. I had a lot of choice words for him. I'm not going to say them on the podcast. But yeah, I had a lot of thoughts about this dirtbag, which, I mean, I'm sure he's probably a nice person. I don't even remember who it was, but I remember this concept of you clearly don't get it. Like, you've never struggled with your weight. You've never struggled with food. You've never struggled with your body image. This is not a longstanding thing. You're not an emotional eater or binge eater. And so his advice probably was helpful for some people, just like some diets are helpful for some people or some programs are helpful for some people. But when it comes to binge eating in particular, just eat healthy doesn't work because we are trying to self-soothe and we are trying to cover up an emotional problem with something that is not an emotional solution. So food solves hunger. Food does not solve emotions. The problem is when we start to get that hit of dopamine and we zone out, we numb out, we get to distract ourselves from what's really happening under the surface, from what we're really thinking and feeling, from what's really happening internally. And it's a way to just really avoid and to distract. It's something where we want to always be mindful of the advice that people give us. And I will be totally honest, like I think coaching is like a buffet. There are going to be things that I'm going to recommend and things that I suggest. And ultimately, you have to decide how you want to do something. I remember when I was getting divorced, like all of the advice and the suggestions was you're going to war, prepare for battle. You need to do this secretly. Don't tell your husband that you're planning this. It did not sit right for me. And had I listened to what these quote experts were telling me to do, I probably would have screwed myself over. Like I probably would have ended up with a much longer, much more expensive divorce. I would have created a really challenging co-parenting relationship versus the way that I did it, which ended up being very fast, pretty inexpensive, and we still had a very amicable we have a very amicable relationship right now. Like we peacefully co-parent, I would say pretty well. And so I really had to listen to that gut instinct of, okay, I get what they're saying and I know they have the best of intentions here, but this just doesn't feel right for me. This doesn't feel applicable for me. And it's having that self-trust and that self-confidence to do that, even when you have people telling you things like, you just need to eat healthier, or you just need to decide, or just commit, or just do whatever, or just eat 800 calories, or just do this one thing. You have to decide, is that going to work for you? And there might even be things that I say where you're like, no. And we want to just explore, like, what is it? What feels off? What doesn't feel right about that? And maybe my approach isn't the best for you, right? I am not saying that I am, like, I am not everybody's cup of tea. I am not everybody's solution. But I guarantee that I will help you to create a much better relationship with food and body and exercise, regardless of the specific plan or protocol that you want to follow. And it really is about figuring out, like, what is truly going to work best for you and for your body without lying to yourself, without holding on to beliefs and thoughts. I can't lose weight and eat carbs, or carbs just make me tired and run down, or, you know, it. And I've talked about that in the past couple of podcasts. Like, that came up as an example of, I don't need to eat just straight pancakes for breakfast. But if I eat some scrambled eggs and a little turkey bacon and foods that I like, and also pancake, like, I'm not going to be super tired and lethargic. I can eat some carbs, and it's all about balance, and it's figuring out what is the right balance, what is the right kind of ratio for you, and really creating that peace and ease, because that's what it's really about, is like feeling relaxed around food. Not feeling so rigid, so strict, not having your mind constantly worrying and thinking and obsessing about food and exercise and what you can and can't eat, and are you burning enough calories, and what about this and that? And we don't want to have to stress about every carb, calorie, or piece of chocolate that crosses our lips. We want to be mindful and aware. We don't want to be eating on autopilot. We don't want to just be eating to self-soothe and to numb out, but we don't need to be so strict and rigid. And so we need to find this balance in between. And a lot of times what happens is it's the strict, rigid, hardcore dieting that can often lead to the emotional eating and the pleasure with food, and finding that and letting that be your primary source of pleasure instead of making things in your life fun and exciting and pleasurable, so that food no longer is that primary source. We can still enjoy it. It can still taste good. I think that's a great thing, to eat food that tastes good, that you like, that you enjoy. There's nothing wrong with getting joy and pleasure from food. But we don't want it to be the primary source. We don't want it to be the primary thing you're looking for or you're turning to for that, especially because that has to be a deeper core emotional need that's getting met. And food is never going to be able to meet, which is why you're always going to need more and more. Just eat healthy. Like, it's not so emotional eating and binge eating, it's not a food problem, it's an underfeeling problem. So this just eat healthy is telling you just to change the types of food that you're eating, and it's going to solve your binge eating. But binge eating is not a food problem. So if binge eating is not a food problem, it can't be a food solution. So that's why it doesn't work. It's okay. Now if it's an underfeeling problem, right? How do we solve it then? We're going to have a solution that is emotions related, that is emotions driven. That's the only way that can make sense. I don't even have an analogy for this right now. This is just me just chatting. But it's if you ran out of gasoline for your car, and then it was like, oh, you actually just need an oil change. And it's like, no, I don't need an oil change. Or maybe I do need an oil change, but that's actually not going to solve that there's no gas in the car. Like, we have to solve the right problem. So if we can recognize that binge eating is not a food problem, it's an emotions, I don't even want to call it problem, it's an underfeeling problem. It's that we are not fully wanting to accept or recognize. It's like we don't want to feel our emotions. We're either unwanting or unwilling or incapable of feeling these emotions. And usually it's just that we don't want to. And so often it's because we are often so overwhelmed and maybe even overburdened with so much that it feels like too much. So then the escape becomes food. I've already dealt with so much of this emotion. I don't want to take on any more. So now I can get this escape. And the escape can come in all different kinds of ways. But food is a really easy one. Like, we have fast food, we have convenience stores, we have grocery stores. Like, we have so much access to food, to pre-made, pre-cooked, ready to go, processed, like all the things. So I think eating healthy and eating a balanced diet that includes fat and carbs and protein and fiber and veggies and fruit, like I think eating a diet, like a following a plan that allows you to eat all the foods and in the proportions that feel right for your body, that I think will help to reduce cravings. When I was trying to go low calorie and low carb and low fat, I would have a lot of cravings and food urges. So cravings we're going to solve by changing like what or how much we're eating. So either the how much part or the quality of the food. So when I started incorporating more carbs into my diet, potatoes, rice, quinoa, even bread, like just incorporating some of that into my life on a regular basis, I had less cravings. I had less sugar cravings, especially at night. The food piece does help with the cravings, but when it's emotionally driven, and that's the other thing, a craving you can solve with just a small amount. But when it's an emotional thing, when it's a binge, it's not like, it's this like insatiable desire for food. It's, I can't get enough. It's not that I just want 2 peanut butter cups or 2 Hershey Kisses. It's I want the whole bag and I'm not satisfied until there are wrappers all over the floor. This is where we just want to recognize and understand and also have a lot of love and compassion for ourselves and for the people who are maybe giving us misguided advice or who are really, they do have the best of intentions. They are really trying to help, but they just might not struggle with binge eating. Like that might not be something that they know and are aware of and familiar of. So of course they're not going to be able to solve it. It would be like if somebody brought me their car to fix. Like I'm not a mechanic. I can't fix your car. I could give you thoughts or ideas of what to look for or what to ask somebody. But really, if I'm going to try and give you like auto fixing advice, it's going to be way off base. It's going to be horrible. Like it's really not going to be beneficial because I'm not in that field. I don't know that. I can't relate to it. And that may not even be the best example, but this is where we just want to be mindful of what we are like listening to, what we are taking in. And give yourself the credit and trust yourself to be able to take in information and to take in recommendations from other people and to decide like what's going to work and what's not. Just because somebody gives you their opinion, whether you asked for it or not, doesn't mean you have to take it. I think this can be one of the good things is like hearing different ideas. But I remember seeing this post and when I saw that solution of just eat healthy and that'll help with your binge eating, my first thought was like, no, it won't actually. So we have to fully understand the problem. And when we do that, then we can really understand now what the solution looks like. And we can also start to know at least what does the solution not look like? Because even looking at what doesn't work is going to get us closer to what does. And I think this is where sometimes too, we can be frustrated and upset. I've tried losing weight in the past, or I've tried different programs, or I've tried different things and they didn't work. And really it's okay, but can you look at what didn't work? What did you learn from this? And now how is that getting you clearer on what you need to try next, on what the next step does look like? Because I've been there before. Like when I was trying to solve my emotional eating back in 2017, I did try different things. I tried different programs and courses and memberships and group coaching. And like, I tried a variety of things. And there came a point where I was like, okay, this isn't it. Now I'm moving on. And I didn't think about the sunk cost. I wasn't trying to get my money's worth out of it. I probably could have even asked for some refunds for things that I didn't do. Like, I didn't even bother with that. It was more of, no, okay, this isn't working for me. And I'm sure it works for some people. I'm sure there are some people who watch this course and have great results. But for me, I was like, is this it? Like, this didn't help me at all. So sometimes we have to also be able to sift through the things that don't work and to keep going and stay committed and build that resiliency and that grit and determination and commitment ultimately to ourselves and being able to figure this out once and for all. So if this is something that you want help with emotional eating, with binge eating, and really solving it from that emotional standpoint and that awareness level of, I'm not going to tell you what you can and can't eat. We can look at what you're eating. And I think there is a time and a place where we're going to do that. And I do this with clients too at various points. But a lot of it is habit driven. It's mindset related. It's emotional awareness. And what are we trying to avoid? It's asking these deeper questions to help us really understand what's at the root of this, what's at play, and how do we really want to shift things? What does that look like? How do we get better? How do we feel the urge and have that desire and not give in? How do we have that urge start eating or start binging and still be able to stop? What does that look like? Like, how can we assess and evaluate and figure out, what do I want to try differently here without shame or judgment? Like, we have to be able to look at this sort of thing honestly. So if you'd like some help, I would love to chat. We can schedule a free consultation. Go to www.bodyyoucrave.com/schedule. And we'll spend an hour really just dissecting and exploring, like, where are you now? What's happening? What's going on? Where do you want to be in 6 to 12 months? And then I'll help bridge that gap and show you what's really at play. Because just eat healthy isn't working. It hasn't worked. It's not working now, and it's not going to work in the future. So let's find a better solution. Let's find a clearer path forward, and I can help give that to you. So, all right, we're going to keep this one kind of on the show. I feel like less than 20 minutes is a short podcast for me. But I hope you'll have a fabulous week. I will be back next week. We're going to start to get into some like deeper, heavier emotions and some life coaching and just another side of all of this, right? It's, if we want to stop emotionally eating and binge eating, we have to grow our capacity to feel. And some of those emotions can be bigger, heavier emotions like grief, anxiety, depression, fear. And so having gone through a few different experiences around grief in the last year and a half, I'm going to be talking about that specifically next week. And then in the next, probably throughout the month of October, there's going to be some different podcasts around that topic, around that theme of, here's what I've learned, here's how it showed up for me, here's what it looked like, and knowing like, this is all something that you can, it's like you have the capacity to be able to handle this. You don't have to turn to food. You don't have to turn to alcohol. You don't have to turn to a dating app or overworking or doing something else to buffer. But we've got to get clear on what's really going on and what are those emotions? What are those emotions we don't want to see, we don't want to look at, we don't want to feel, and giving ourselves permission to start to feel them. And the more we're willing to do that, the easier it is to say no to food because we are not using it now as that coping mechanism. Because just taking away the food, all we're doing is taking away a coping mechanism. And that typically never works. We're just going to swap one coping mechanism for another, or we're going to take it away for maybe a day or two, a week or two, but then we go right back to it because we don't know any other way to cope. And if the emotion still feels too big, too much, something we can't handle, we don't want to feel, if we're scared of it, if we're resisting it, if we're fighting it, we will still continue to struggle in that way. All right, y'all, I will see you next week. Here's to creating the life and body you crave.
If you like this episode, then you'll love my free virtual workshop, 5 Keys to End Emotional Eating and Lose Excess Weight for Life. You'll learn the counterintuitive reason why all your attempts to restrict food over the years has actually led to weight gain, and the mental switch you need to flick that'll have you dropping pounds without sacrificing wine, carbs, or the food you love. Get all the details at bodyyoucrave.com.